Leading pro-life org invests $4.5 million into unseating pro-abortion radical Georgia Democrat Senator John Ossoff. By Katherine Hamilton on September 24, 2025. Leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and Women Speak Out PAC announced a $4.5 million investment on Wednesday into Georgia's 2026 U.S. Senate race to unseat Democrat incumbent Senator John Ossoff, DGA. The funds will go toward a field effort to reach 1 million voters by Election Day and will include digital advertising, voter contact mail, and a robust early vote campaign as the race progresses, the organization said in a press release. SBA Pro-Life America gave Ossoff an F rating on its national pro-life scorecard. Related video: Trump is delivering on the pro-life agenda. If Senator Ossoff thinks he can hide from his record of voting in lockstep with the brutal abortion industry 100% of the time, he should think again. He is a pro-abortion radical and must be defeated, SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Tannenfelser said in a statement. Not only did he back a national mandate for all trimester abortion, he even vetoed a bill simply requiring life-saving care for babies born alive after an attempted abortion. Our Georgia team is organized, energized, and America's premier pro-life field program is ready to make 1 million visits to voters over the next 13 months to expose the truth about Ossoff, stop him from being re-elected and flip the seat pro-life again. The field effort will be focused on Savannah, Augusta, Columbia, and Chattanooga and will be directed at persuadable voters and pro-life voters who do not consistently participate in midterm elections. The organization touted its successes in six election cycles since 2014, with its program reaching 31 million voters in top battleground states. Watch, Costco won't sell abortion pills. We're on fire for the next big phase in the battle for life. As we lost a hero of the pro-life movement when Charlie Kirk was killed, each of us is more determined than ever to speak up boldly. By reaching voters and winning elections, we have the opportunity to protect the lives of countless babies and serve their moms, too, said Jillian Wooten, the organization's field director for the Atlanta region. Ossoff, 38, has occupied the Senate seat since he won a special election in January 2021. Several Republicans have already thrown in their bids to unseat him, including Representative Mike Collins, RGA, and Representative Buddy Carter, RGA. Senate terms last for 6 years in the United States. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.